I mean, would you guys, I mean, do you have to entertain all the options there, or is you just dead set in on getting a deal signed?
Well, that, you know, that's the one thing that you got to start with. I mean, you got to see how all of that works and try to work in that direction, and then whatever option comes up there. I mean, if something happens, we'll be ready for that too. So, but we want him here, and I think that's been stated before. He's a good person and a good player. And he's one of our team leaders. So sometimes these things just take—they take time to get worked out.
Do you get antsy about things like that?
You know, I listen. I've been doing it a long time. I know the business and how it works. I'm not as close into working with the personnel side as what I used to be, and having to deal with all that, all the negotiations. So, but I was in enough of them to know that for 14 years there that. How that works, and I've got complete trust in Doris and you know and his guys there. So Tripp and Brandt that they'll get it done, and that's how it works. And I know on the other side that Justin's going to work his tail off because that's the way he's wired, and he'll make sure that he's ready to go when the time comes. Yeah, you know what? I'll have to get you that. I don't have that with me, just off the top of my tongue. But I think we're pretty healthy right now, and that's a good thing.
What about just some specific guys?
Yeah, I'll get you all that. But they've been working out. He's been working out, and really since a couple months ago, actually. So he should be okay. Yeah, doing everything.
DeVito
would be the other one. Yeah, both of those two are okay.
What's the latest on Barry?
Well, just from talking to him, Rick has talked with, kept in communication with his doctor, but he's doing very well. He's got a couple treatments left. Those treatments, they kind of knocked the dog out of you, but he's fought through it and he's working out like a wild man. I know it was tweeted out that there were pictures of him at the, Tennessee spring game and you can see where he's lost that red hair that he had, but I'll be back. I'll be back.
Going back to Houston real quick, when you say that you're confident that he wants to be here, is that just in you recent discussions with him, you believe that, or is that just knowing the guy and just thinking?
Yeah, I think it's probably knowing the guy. He knows that this is a good place for him. We know it's a good place for him. We've got to get it worked out. Both sides will do that. He's got a good agent, and we've got good representation here. So they'll, between Joel and Tripp, they'll get it all worked out.
Talking about trusting the personnel side to get things done, I'm guessing that with the upcoming draft that you're trusting that John's got the right people in mind and he's going to pick the right people for you to coach?
Yeah, you know, not this way. The scouts came in this past Wednesday, and they've been in lockdown, and they'll do that for 14 days there. And before that, I was able to sit in with John in the afternoons and go through the board and look at the players with him. I can tell you he's got a good grasp on it. He's got good people around him that work with him. John is relentless. I mean, he is going to grind, and I'll put anybody up against him in that area. That he makes sure every stone has been turned. So he does a good job of that.
Who's the best available player on his board right now?
T, right here. T, he's top notch. That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, kind of in that same vein, how much do you grind? How do they present the players for you to watch, and how many players do you watch and look over?
Yeah, so what John does is they obviously, the scouts, and this is their going on their third go-round on this, so they narrow it down. John will give X number of players to each coach on the staff to get their evaluation on back in return to them. I'll have an opportunity to watch all of the guys, whatever pace I choose to watch it at, and then John keeps me abreast of it before I watch the player, so of what I'm looking at and getting into. So, but he's doing the majority of this thing. I mean, it's his deal, and he does a great job with it.
How many games of a guy do you need to watch to know, to have a real feel for what he is as a player?
Yeah, well, that's where you've got to be careful in this position. So you watch four games on a guy, where John's watched every game on the guy. So I'm not the expert on these players, but it gives me a general feeling of the guy. But I'm definitely not near the expert that he is in that area on these players.
Andy, if you had a general or overall message that you wanted to give your players today, no practice, none of that, but if you had a general overall message you wanted to give the players today, what might that be?
Yeah, well, it's simple. We're in year three, and you take it up a notch, man. Right, so you know what you're all about. You've walked in these moccasins here, where you know every step and of the road, and so now you take everything up one notch, and we're ready and get ready to roll when it comes around time to play.
How much more advanced are you guys now in year three?
Well, normally by year three, you're kind of you've got most of your stuff installed, and players have a pretty good feel for it.
Coach, you had mentioned some of those players you expect DeVito and Derek Johnson to be able to participate. What about Sanders Cummings, based on he missed since last year?
Yeah, he's still out there working. I'm not going to let him practice the first day of training camp, but other than that, why? Yeah, he's gotten hurt both. I just told Doris, I said, listen, we just won't let him practice the first day, and he'll be okay. I mean, he's been hurt the last two times we've done that. So, but he's I think he'll help us down the road here, and he's rehabbed like crazy, and it's just a matter of getting him through that first little bit of training camp.
What about Jeff Allen?
Jeff's back and doing everything. Looks good, very good. So,
OTA start, he should be.
He should be. I'll get you more accurate information on that as we get closer.
Stevenson
going to be back on the offensive line this year? He'll be back on the offensive line. I think he's had a good offseason so far to this point. I think he's in the right frame of mind. He wants to prove to people that he deserves to be a starter. So we should have a little competition in there and as we go, and should be healthy.
What happened with him last year after the suspension? It never seemed like he.
Yeah, you know what happened? Other guys got in and did their job. So one thing you learn in this league, and especially when you have Doris bringing in players like he brings in, he's going to try to create as much competition as possible. So if you allow another man into your spot, there's no guarantee, and in particular if that guy does well. So you've got to you want to make sure you capture that position. And when given that opportunity, there are a lot of things that go into that.
Do you guys anticipate to plan for possible suspension for Sean Smith? Have you heard from the league about it?
We have not heard. That's in their hands, and we'll be ready either way. If he is suspended, we'll handle it from there, and then if he's not, then he'll be in their plan.
And you've coached a lot of teams that have to deal with the success of kind of being the hunted before. The Royals are kind of going through that now, getting into scuffles with everybody. What's kind of your thoughts on that? How do you deal with success?
Yeah, well, when you are the hunted, at times teams are going to take shots at you, right? And so they got to know that you're willing to put your foot down. Looks like that's what the Royals are doing. From what I understand, if teams throw at you, beware, right? Beware. So that looks like what they're doing. I had a chance to go out and watch some of their spring practice. They've got a good team, almost virtually the same team they had before. They've got a great manager, and great front office. So good things are going to happen for him. And they got a good locker room. I was able to kind of walk around and see the guys, meet some of the guys, and you can tell it's a tight group. So I'd say that, you know, the things you're seeing here the last few days, I'm sure. I mean, I don't know. I can talk about baseball. I'm like you are. I'm a fan. So, but I would imagine that they're putting their foot down and saying, "Hey, you want to mess around? We're not backing down."
How do you feel as a coach about that?
I got to tell you, I kind of like it. I got a Royals hat. I got the Royals hat. I'm wearing it. Yeah, very important. I mean, if you're in that room, you're part of this football team. And so Dorr spends a lot of hours looking at the guys, not only as players, but as people. So if we've invited you into that room, you're going to be accepted and be a part of it. And then you got to earn the respect as far as being, you know, the playing part as you go on, your work ethic and all those things. You better toe the line the right way. So.
Hey, why did you guys decide to release McGrath? It seems like he wants to come back and play.
Yeah, listen, I think at a point there, he was, he wanted to go a little different direction. And so he did that, and then he wanted to come back. Well, by that time, you've got things kind of filled up and moving. So this gives him an opportunity to hook on with somebody else. He can play in the National Football League. He's a good guy, hard worker. I had a chance to talk to him. You never know in this league, right? You could be right back here. So you just, but for right now, it gives him an opportunity to hook on with another team.
Andy, when you guys started talking about, when the offseason started, what your priorities were, what was the number one thing to steal a word from Therese? Finding guys with more juice?
Well, you're always trying to find energy givers is what you're trying to find. And guys that can help your football team. We've got a lot of those guys on this football team, so which I've appreciated. We have guys that like to play the game, and I appreciate that part. So I don't know. I don't know about the juice, but
you use the word, you know.
Yeah, no, I know what juice is.
I mean, in the same vein, do you think you have? Because all good football teams have a little bit of edge on them. They got some guys with some edge. Do you have enough of that on this team? Are you happy with what you've done in the offseason to bring some of that here?
Yeah, no. I thought we had enough edge last year. So and we've added to it. We've got guys that again like to play the game, and they play it hard. They play it aggressive. I mean, I've grown to appreciate that. But are you always looking to upgrade and create competition? Absolutely.
Especially on the offensive line, like how much does it help when you have like one guy who's a little nasty, or you know, one guy who's a little mean, just brings a little bit of a chip, plays with an attitude?
Yeah. Well, you hope they all do that, right? I mean, that's what you're hoping. So, but a lot of times, one guy can help bring out the best in other guys. And you see that in really all sports, but you surely see it with that position.
A couple more guys.
Andy, has Alex been cleared to take part in everything?
Yes. Alex Smith? Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's fine.
Speaking of quarterbacks, where are we at with Tyler Bray?
Well, he is rehabbing, right? And he's not doing it here on campus. He's off campus doing it. So, but he is rehabbing.
Why not here?
You know, I'll get you that. He's got a setup where he's doing it at his place. You know, so and it's a good setup. So he's getting good treatment. But I don't know if there are any league rules on that. I don't know all that. Dorsey's got all that stuff.
Yeah.